Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more in control of your health, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, fibromyalgia, digestive ailments, migraine headaches, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we love hearing from you. We can help you out. Give us a shout on The Bright Side at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, questions about the longevity products, or if you've heard something on the news or something from a friend or something on the internet that you'd like clarification on, give us a call, 855-660-4261, and let us help you out. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Check out our shopping cart with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water and drink. It tastes great. It's a wonderful source of hard-to-absorb fatty vitamins, D, E, A, and K. It's got the B complex, vitamin C, amino acids. It's really a cornucopia of nutrients. It's only $50 a canister. And most folks will notice results within one or two doses, results like more energy, results like appetite suppression, weight loss. A lot of folks get off their prescription drugs or at least lower their dose of prescription drugs. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. And ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business. Get your products at the wholesale price and at the same time help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Of course, you can also enjoy all of the tax benefits associated with having your own business, all for a one-time $10 fee. All right, 855-660-4261 is our number. Try to get on board early. We are talking and we will continue to be talking about bone-building nutrition, which is really the nutrition of building. Don't feel like because you don't have osteoporosis or you don't have bone health issues that you can't benefit from some of these ideas that we're talking about. I call it anabolic nutrition. Anabolic meaning building. Many folks have heard of anabolic steroids. Those are the steroids that athletes will sometimes take and that have been in the news in the world of baseball. For you baseball fans out there, anabolic steroids are testosterone type substances that help build muscle. Build muscle via hormonal effect. What I like to work with is something I call anabolic nutrition. Nutrition to build muscle, nutrition to build tissue, nutrition to build bone, and in the final analysis, in my opinion anyway, nutrition and nutritional supplementation are really all about building and anabolism. All nutritional supplementation and nutrition is anabolic, building nutrition and nutritional supplementation, and nutritional supplementation is the same way. Degenerative disease, on the other hand, is really the disease of anabolism, anti-building. It's an excess of catabolism, an excess of breakdown. Anabolism, building, catabolism, breakdown. When you got degenerative disease, and I don't care what it is, don't be distracted by medical ease. Don't be diverted by symptomology. Don't be fooled by this idea that you can go to the doctor and you can treat your symptom or your measurement or your test score, your cholesterol levels, or whatever kind of metric your doctor is using, and all of a sudden, bingo, you're healthy. That's not how it works. That's how the Wizard of Oz made the Tin Man and the Straw Man and the Cowardly Lion believe that he was really giving them a brain and a heart and courage. He gave him a medal. He gave him an honorarium. That's what your doctor's doing when he gives you a drug and tells you that you're healthy because your blood cholesterol level has gone down. Whole cholesterol level. I mean, if you don't get the idea that I am so torqued about this nonsense about cholesterol, this stupidity of good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, you haven't been listening to The Bright Side very long. In any case, you got breakdown, you got buildup. And health is a surplus of buildup, anabolism. Look at a five-year-old kid. Look at your grandchild. Look at your baby, and you'll see what it's like to have an excess of buildup, an excess of anabolism, or a surplus, not an excess, but a surplus of anabolism. Degenerative disease, which is pretty much the essence of poor health, is an excess of breakdown. If the body were a business, we would say being healthy is being biochemically in the black, and being unhealthy is being biochemically in the red. More breakdown than buildup. Now, the second important point involves stress, which can be defined as a state of tension that comes from strenuous conditions. All degenerative breakdown is the manifestation of excess stress, of a body in distress. It may come as a surprise to you that not all stress is distress. There's a kind of stress called eustress, E-U stress. E-U stress is good stress, the kind of stress we need to build muscle, the kind of stress we need to grow, the kind of stress we need to stay healthy. That's called eustress, and the body responds to eustress in a positive manner. Distress is the kind of stress that causes degenerative breakdowns. Now, keep in mind here, I'm not referring to mental stress, and I'm not referring to emotional stress or psychological stress. This is what most people think of when we think of stress. Mental stress, emotional stress, spiritual stress, psychological stress. These are all important factors, but we're not here to talk about that. I don't want to marginalize them. I don't want to diminish the importance of emotional and mental and psychological and spiritual stresses, distresses. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about physiologic stress. Stress that involves the physical nature of the body. And extended, chronic, long-term physiologic distress is what is behind most of the conditions, the in-the-red conditions, that we call degenerative disease. The human body is designed to handle quick bursts of stress. It is designed to thrive under conditions of quick bursts of stress. In fact, the human body grows under conditions of quick bursts of stress. It gets bigger, it gets stronger, it gets better when it is stressed acutely. That is, in quick, short bursts. This is what exercise is supposed to do. And this is why the best kind of exercise, by the way, is quick, short bursts of stress. Sprints versus marathons. 5 or 10 minute intense weight workouts with weights as opposed to long hours spent in the gym. If you just take a pair of dumbbells and work intensely for 5 minutes, even 2 minutes, even 1 minute, intensely enough, you'll get a much better workout than if you spend an hour lollygagging around in the gym. Now, you got two kinds of stress, and this is very important. You got stress, I'm talking about two kinds of distress. You have two kinds of distress. You got the kind of distress that's caused by something that we're putting in the body, something that we're doing. You could think of it as an active kind of stress, or you can have a kind of distress that's a result of something we're not doing. These are the only two kinds of distress in the body, and distress is what leads to degenerative disease. It's so important, people, because I'm breaking it down for you. I'm breaking down all of the degenerative diseases we deal with. They're all really the same thing, same crap, different day, in terms of the body anyway. Same disease, different disease, same cause. There's two kinds of distresses in the body. Distresses that arise from stuff we're doing and distresses that arise from stuff we're not doing. That's pretty much it, folks. And that is pretty simple. You want to simplify further? Okay, I'm going to simplify it even further for you. For the most part, the stuff that's getting in, the stuff that we're doing is usually related to food. And the stuff that we're not doing is usually related to nutrition. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. Try to get on board early and we can get that way we can get as many calls in as possible. I'm going to do letters today and tomorrow probably. But before we get into these letters, and then after we do the letters, we'll get into the next vitamin for bone-building nutrition, the next nutrient for bone-building nutrition. But before we get into the letters, I want to just tell you how I do this. I want to tell you how I do this reversal of the disease process and help people understand how their bodies work and how the degenerative process works. And I want you to be able to do this like I do this. I don't want you to have to come to me or anyone else for that matter to deal with your degenerative health crisis. We are my belief is, we are self-contained. We should be able to access our own healing process. This idea of going outside ourselves is a disempowering idea that manifests itself in religion, it manifests itself in government, it manifests itself in authority trips of all kinds. And the ultimate authority trip is the authority trip over our own bodies that doctors have managed to take upon themselves to become the gods, the priests, the religious figures, if you will, the religious authorities over our own body, and that just torques me off. Now, if they were doing us any good, that would be one thing. But the fact of the matter is we got more of these religious priest doctors than in modern-day America than we've ever had in the history of mankind, and simultaneously we're sicker than ever before. So clearly they're not doing their job. And so my belief is that we have to learn how this disease process takes place so that we can address it ourselves without doctors, without drugs, without insurance companies, without Obamacare, without lining up at the pharmacy counter for our poison medicine, without participating in any way with this healthcare machinery that eats us up and for the most part spits us out. So, number one, all degenerative disease is the manifestation of a body in distress. Number two, there's two kinds of stress. There's two kinds of distress. There's the kind of distress that arises from stuff we're doing, and there's the kind of distress that arises from stuff we're not doing. There's the kind of distress that arises from putting the wrong things in our body. There's the kind of distress that arises from not putting the right things in our body. And as I was saying before the break, if you want to simplify it further, it really boils down to, on a physical level, food and nutrition. The wrong kinds of food and not enough of the right kinds of nutrition. Stuff getting into the body in terms of food that shouldn't be getting into the body, and stuff that's not getting into the body in terms of nutrition and oxygen that should be. That's it, people. It is not complicated. It is very, very simple. You don't even need me. You don't need anybody. You can do it yourself. Both of these stress components, wrong foods, lack of nutrients and oxygen, result in inflammation. Microscopic inflammation, not black eye inflammation, not sprained ankle inflammation. Microscopic inflammation, which can be thought of like a beaver in a dam, a beaver's dam, around a cellular area. This microscopic inflammation, this kind of dammed in area, results in less nutrients getting into cells. It results in more inflammatory chemicals surrounding cells, which then leads to more distress, which then leads to more microinflammation, which then leads to more or less nutrients, more starvation. It leads to more toxification. It leads to less oxygen. It leads to more inflammatory chemicals. And you get this downward spiral that continues ad infinitum, on and on and on. And that is it, my friends. That's all. It's as simple as that. And your boneheaded doctor, if he's not telling you this, doesn't know what he's doing. And he'll admit it to you. Most doctors are in integrity enough to admit to you they don't know what's going on. There's no known cause. We don't know why this happens. It just happens for no reason. This is so important, people, because it is the key to understanding your chronic degenerative disease, and it's also the key to reversing it. Tomorrow, or probably the next day, we'll continue talking about nutrients that are used, that you can use for anabolism, nutrients that you can use for building, specifically bone building, but other systems in the body. But for now, I want to read a couple of the hundreds, maybe thousands of letters and Facebooks that I've gotten over the past few months so you can see how this is done. So you can do this for yourself, you could do it for your friends, you could do it for your family, you could do it for your kids, you could do it for your parents. How to work with a degenerative health crisis to reverse the condition, no matter what it is, using only nutritional, natural strategies. And that includes oxygen and water. When I talk about nutrition, I'm talking about oxygen and water too. I've been wanting to do this for a while, and if you guys approve, maybe we can make this a regular feature where I read a few letters and I show you how this thing is done. All right, so I just randomly picked a letter. I'm sorry if I'm not going to get to yours, but there's so many of these, I just figured I'd just pick one. Rick writes to me, quote, "My daughter was diagnosed with mitral valve regurgitation. I've been told she is in bigeminy." Bigeminy is doctor talk for an erratic heartbeat where you get abnormal heartbeats with every other beat. "I've been told she is in bigeminy, but it is to me an erratic heartbeat. I assume this is an electrical conduction issue." Very nice. "And there should be a natural way to help this condition other than beta blockers that the doctors prescribe. Poison awful, awful drugs. I use the longevity products. Could you recommend specific regimen? Thank you, Rick. All right, so here's the deal. Mitral valve regurgitation is similar to the same idea as mitral valve prolapse. Most people have heard is a condition where the valve that connects the top part of the heart with the bottom part of the heart becomes defective. The heart has four chambers. Mitral valve regurgitation is a heart condition where the valve that opens up from the top left-hand chamber that allows blood to flow from the top chamber to the bottom chamber becomes defective. So I don't want to get too complicated here, but basically the valve opens up, heart flows down, the valve closes. Mitral valve regurgitation, the valve doesn't close appropriately, and the blood bounces back up. Now, here's the deal, people. The heart has got to pump pretty much every second you're alive. Valves have to open and shut with the most incredible precision. Cells have to fire, and the most microscopic, really nanoscopic, level of intricacy has to be applied. The most incredible sophistication and intricacy and synchronicity with an unimaginable exactitude has to take place, and hundreds of millions, maybe billions of chemical reactions have to happen simultaneously in a split second for this all to occur. Now, we take our heartbeat for granted, but if you look at it from a microscopic level, it is absolutely mind-blowing what has to happen for our heart to beat, and our heart beats hundreds of millions, maybe a billion times in an average lifetime. Now, given the accuracy and the exactitude and the specificity that all of this has to happen and all of the things that have to go right, the timing of the valves opening and closing, the synchronicity of the heartbeat and the various chambers filling and emptying and all of the cellular chemical reactions that have to happen just for one heartbeat to occur correctly, and millions of these things, hundreds of millions, maybe a billion of these things are happening in a lifetime, it makes perfect sense that if some kind of crap is getting into the system, some kind of crap is getting into the blood, mostly through the digestive system, if the blood in the is not carrying enough oxygen and the cells are not getting oxygenated and cells aren't getting the fuel they need, that's what oxygen is, and wastes are accumulating carbon dioxide and lactic acid, and they're not being eliminated effectively, and key nutrients that sustain the process, vitamins and minerals, are missing, it makes perfect sense that something is going to go wrong, given the enormous specificity that has to take place for all of this to occur. Can you see what I'm saying here, folks? All right, hang tight. I'm going to finish this up when we come back from our break, and then we'll get your phone calls. 855-660-4261 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on
the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number, and we do have a couple lines open for you. If you are on hold, hang tight. We'll get to you momentarily. Just want to finish up with this letter from Rick, who says that his daughter has mitral valve regurgitation, similar to, same idea as mitral valve prolapse. She's using a beta blocker. Now, beta blockers are poison drugs. All drugs are poisons. Beta blockers block the heart. They block the nerves, the beta nervous system, which runs the heart, not entirely, but they slow it down. This is the medical model at work, folks. This is how it works. If something is messed up, you dumb it down, you turn it off, you shut it down, and that's why you have anti-medicine, anti-inflammatories, and blocker medicine and inhibitor medicine. Everything seems to be shut down because that's all we really know how to do in the world of medicine. There ain't no drugs that build systems. There's no drugs that make systems better. There's only drugs that dumb things down so we don't have to look at the fact that our body is in distress. Arrhythmias, a heart that is out of rhythm, is always a sign of a body in duress. Arrhythmias are always a sign of a body in duress. And as we were talking before the break, given the zillions of different things that have to go right for a simple heartbeat to take place. And there's hundreds of millions or even up to a billion heartbeats that take place in a lifetime. It makes sense that if there's something getting into the body that shouldn't be, usually food, or if there's something that's not getting into the body that should, i.e. oxygen and nutrition, something is going to be messed up. As it turns out, arrhythmias are a classic sign of a body in duress. When a body is in duress, the body's duress system, or the body's stress system, is called the sympathetic nervous system, kicks in. Doctors like to call it hypersympathetic syndrome. Hypersympathetic syndrome is anything that goes wrong in the body as a result of too much stress, too much sympathetic activity, overactivation of the body's stress response system, a jacked up stress response system that follows always a lack of nutrition, toxicity, and suffocation. That's it, folks. Suffocation, starvation, toxification. Suffocation, starvation, toxification. Just remember those three things, and you will remember, or you'll understand the cause of all degenerative disease. Suffocation, starvation, toxification at the cell level. It's not complicated. The doctor's strategy shuts the body down. That's how doctors work. They shut things down. The heart's working. If the heart is not working correctly, let's shut it down. If we shut the heart down or we slow the heart down, the likelihood of a heart problem is going to be diminished. It's the same stupidity as cardiac ablation. Cardiac ablation is one of the most hideous of all doctor procedures. It's when they literally, I'm talking literally, destroy your heart with electricity. This is, people, I'm not kidding you. This is how doctors deal with arrhythmias. They ablate the heart. They shoot it with electricity. They cauterize it. They burn it. And then they say, well, part of the heart's dead, so likelihood of having an arrhythmia is diminished because now your heart is much weaker. Beta blockers are a chemical version of cauterization, a chemical ablation, if you will. Fortunately, with beta blockers and with drugs, it's not permanent. When they ablate your heart with electricity, it's permanent, and this is a legitimate medical procedure. It's the lobotomy of the heart. The way I look at it, the bright side philosophy is this. Your heart and your body are perfect, whole, and complete. Your heart and your body, the systems of your heart and your body, are self-repairing. They're self-healing. Underneath the disease and the degeneration, you have a perfect system. Underneath the disease and dysfunction, you are perfect. The disease and degeneration are overlaid on top of your heart's true nature, which is divine, as is the entire body. All we need to do is stop mucking up the system and provide it with raw materials. As far as Rick's daughter goes, first of all, you want to look, Rick, at how your system, your daughter's system, cardiovascular system, how her heart system is getting mucked up. What is setting off this alarm system in the body? Now, setting aside, not talking about the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional levels of healing, which are key. Lousy thoughts and lousy feelings and spiritual disconnection is like lousy food. But I'm not going to address that now. You got to focus, Rick, on what is getting into your daughter's circulatory system through food. Largely, it's a digestive condition. There's digestive distress. This is the critical element, listening to the digestive system, acuity, perception, listening to paying attention to the digestive system. This is the single most important step you can take, Rick, your daughter can take, or anyone can take. If you're in degeneration of any kind, the first thing to do is develop acuity, develop perception of what's happening in the digestive system. And then you're going to want to eliminate foods that are causing problems. Number two, you got to start putting the right stuff in, or your daughter has to start putting the right stuff in, Rick. Quality protein, essential fatty acids. These are major players. EFAs are especially major players for firing and synchronicity of cardiovascular cells. Vitamin E is the quintessential cardiovascular fatty vitamin. Make sure you're getting 400 international units of vitamin E for any cardiovascular issues, including mitral valve prolapse or mitral valve regurgitation. Vitamin D, we talked about almost a week and a half talking about vitamin D. We didn't mention it specifically for the heart, but it's critical for the heart because of calcium. Vitamin D helps cells absorb and utilize calcium, and calcium is the major player in cardiovascular rhythm, in the rhythmicity of all cells. So making sure that your daughter's getting enough sun, not burning, 10 minutes a day, 3 or 4 days a week. Making sure your daughter's getting the water-soluble nutrients, Rick, the B-complex and vitamin C and electrolytes, potassium, the aforementioned calcium, magnesium, sodium, chloride. You'll get those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You'll get those in vegetable juices. You can use vegetable water. Vegetable water is one of the great all-time easy-to-use remedies, not remedies, but nutritional support elements for all degenerative disease, but especially firing, nervous, electrical kinds of health issues. You take a lemon. I love lemons, by the way. Lemons are singular when it comes to making vegetable waters or fruit waters, lemons being a fruit, obviously. Or you take a cucumber, you can grind it up in a Vitamix, add a bunch of water, sip on it, and you have the most delicious beverage. Oh, my God, cucumber water. Not juice now. I'm talking about just one cucumber and a bunch of water, and then make sure you put some Celtic sea salt in there. You could put some whatever your favorite spices are, and you have a spiced cucumber water drink. Oh, my God, is that delicious and refreshing. If it's cold, it beats beer. It beats any fruit juice for refreshment value. It beats vitamin water for refreshment value. Amazing stuff, and great for your heart as well. Lemons, as I said before, can be particularly effective for electrical control. Celtic sea salt and water, just Celtic sea salt and water can help you. Eating less food is another very important strategy for eliminating duress. Anytime we eat, no matter what we eat, even if we're just eating a salad, our body goes into stress management mode. It's like MASH, at the beginning of MASH, the old TV show MASH, where the helicopters come in and everybody mobilizes and runs to the hospitals. And incoming, incoming. That's what it's like when you eat any food. It's like incoming, and the system mobilizes for an enemy invasion. That's any food. If that makes you not want to eat, that's not necessarily a bad thing, as we've talked about fasting so many times on this program. But eating less, certainly. Caloric intake of any kind is a stressor. And last, Rick, but not least, most certainly not least, the quickest way to activate the relaxation response system, to activate or to deactivate or reduce activation of the stress response system, the quickest, easiest way, this can occur in 5 seconds, is to make sure you're practicing deep breathing. Always focusing on the exhale. The exhale is where the relaxation response kicks in. If you want to throw in a few more supplements for the heart, magnesium, coenzyme Q10 are both extremely important. All right, Rick, that's lots of information, and it's easy to do. And if you do even half of that stuff, your daughter should notice results. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. Hang tight. We're coming back with your phone calls. 855-660-4261 is our number. You are listening to The Bright Side.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. I wanted to get through a few of these letters. I only got to one. I got another one. You guys, tell me if you like this idea of reading letters on the air. If you like it, we'll make it a regular feature. I really want you to get how this thing happens, how we work through this healing process, how you can reverse degenerative diseases, and how easy it is, and how easy it is to do without any medical intervention at all. Medical intervention, in my opinion, should be reserved for acute conditions, for emergency conditions, for getting hit by a car. And by the way, surgeons and emergency room physicians, they excel at what they do. And when I rip on the medical model, what I'm talking about is the medical model as it is applied to chronic degenerative disease. The medical model has no place in our chronic degenerative disease. The medical model should be reserved, in my opinion, for acute conditions where it does its best work, for emergency trauma conditions. And God bless emergency trauma physicians, and God bless emergency trauma surgery. And really, our emergency trauma system in this country, the way we handle emergency traumas is an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm all for doctors being idolized, deified when it comes to how they handle emergencies and traumas. But when it comes to chronic degenerative disease, doctor, get your butt out of the people's, get your nose out of people's business. And people do not accept it being doctored for your chronic degenerative medical conditions, which at the end of the day are, for the most part, lifestyle issues that we can handle ourselves. All right, 855-660-4261, Robert in Texas. Welcome to the Bright Side. Good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, Austin, in the draw, just flying over Lake Travis. I just want to tell Alex Jones. Anyway, I was calling about high blood pressure.
Okay. I'm not sure what you said there at the beginning, but you want some help?
I said there was a drone flying over Lake Travis. I want to tell Alex Jones. I know he's on the same station. I didn't mean to bring it up.
You saw a drone over where, Austin?
Lake Travis.
Lake Travis, Texas, huh?
Lake Travis.
Man, those drones.
The lake. Because I'm out
right
there.
Right over the water. How can you tell it's a drone?
Because it's real small, and it looks like a little airplane, but nobody manning it. It's about the size of a car, a little small car.
Wow. Is that the first time you saw one? I don't think I've ever seen a drone.
That's the second time I've seen one out here.
Wow. I've never seen a drone. But you know what? If you follow all the tech journals and stuff, the newest drones are going to be the size of insects. You're not even going to see them.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that on Alex.
They're going to be this... You know, God love Alex, man. He is really waking people up.
I love the guy. Love it.
I'm telling you, man. I do, too. I do. I've been listening to Alex for many years. Yeah, he's doing a great, great service for folks. All right, so high blood pressure. Did you hear me talking about the stress response, Robert?
Yes, sir.
That's what you got with the high blood pressure. High blood pressure is a sign of, it's a one of the classic signs of activation of the body's sympathetic or stress nervous system. And you can test this out for yourself by simply activating the body's relaxation nervous system. Does it make sense how you have two nervous systems, two components in the body? You got a stress component and you got a relaxation component. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So many of the chronic degenerative diseases we deal with, and high blood pressure too, are signs that the body's stress response is activated. And here's how you can prove it yourself. You can start to do the most important strategy. You can kick in with the most important strategy for activating the relaxation response, and that is deep breathing. Deep breathing turns on the parasympathetic nervous system, especially the exhale. That's where the relaxation system kicks in. And you will notice immediately, if you do this correctly, that your blood pressure will drop. Now, chances are you're not going to be deep breathing all day, and your blood pressure will go back up again as your breathing patterns change. But I want you to do this so you can observe for yourself, and everybody out there listening who's dealing with hypertension, and there's probably 100 million Americans who are dealing with high blood pressure issues, or close to that many. That's a lot of people. Anybody out there listening, if you got hypertension, you got high blood pressure, take your blood pressure, see what it's at, then spend 5 minutes or even 2 minutes of deep breathing. And the way you deep breathe is, as you're inhaling, your belly should come out, and you want to breathe as slowly as possible. You want to take maybe 10 to 15 seconds on the inhale, a little bit longer on the exhale. So 10 to 15 seconds on the inhale, maybe 12 to 17 seconds on the exhale. First, you're not going to be able to do that. That's going to be very difficult at first. But over time, you'll be able to breathe in much slower and breathe out much slower. So you want to shoot for 10 seconds in, 12 seconds out, somewhere along those lines. And you want your belly to come out on the inhale. Picture yourself breathing into the bottom of your feet. Or picture your whole body as being a lung, and you're breathing in through your whole body. These are tricks that you can use for increasing the amount of oxygen that you take in. Pretend like you're breathing into your feet, to the bottom of your feet, and push your belly out as you're inhaling. Take about 10 seconds to do the inhale, then slowly push the belly in. Pretend like the breath is coming out from the bottom of your feet, all the way up your body, outside your mouth. And you want maybe 12 seconds on the exhale. So you're talking, that's about 3 breaths a minute, all right? And you want to do it for maybe 2 or 3 minutes. If you could do 5 minutes, that's even better. Then take your blood pressure again, and I will guarantee you 100% you will be blown away by how your blood pressure drops. Now, again, this is something you're going to be doing sitting on the couch, and when you're dealing with your life, you're not going to be able to do this. Although when you're waiting in line at the bank, or when you're in rush hour traffic, or when you're sitting around at work, or wherever you are, you can, you know, practice a little bit of deep breathing. It wouldn't hurt you to do that. But for the most part, as we're living our lives, we're going to find that our breathing returns back to its normal stressed out condition. So you're going to have to do this maybe once or twice a day, or 3 times a day intentionally. Just take a minute or two. It only take you two or 3 minutes. Just take 2 or 3 minutes out of your busy day and do this, and you'll notice that your blood pressure will drop quickly. And then, folks, Robert, this is without drugs. This is without doctors. This isn't going to cost you a penny. And it's going to add years to your life. Now, there's more that you can do. As far as relaxing the blood vessels go, there's a couple wonderful nutrients. One is vitamin B3, niacin. Get yourself on timed-release niacin. There's a couple different brands, one called Nicobid, another's called Niospan. You can just Google timed-release niacin, 100 to 200 milligrams a day. And with your niacin, make sure you're sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That way you'll get all the B-complex with your niacin, and you never want to take
one. I drank that. Yeah.
So now throw in 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams of timed-release niacin with the BTT. Get on some magnesium as well. Very important for relaxing the blood relaxing blood vessels and dropping blood pressure. I'd be using around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium every day. Throw in some vitamin E, 400 international units of vitamin E a day. Make sure that you're getting your electrical nutrients. They're called electrolytes. You'll get some of those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but I would also be doing vegetable juices and vegetable soups as well. And then last but most certainly not least, when it comes to blood pressure issues, make sure that you're using vitamin C. When it comes to all circulatory health issues, vitamin C is very important for building the integrity, or for helping maintain the integrity of the blood vessels, which can be over-tightened when you have hypertension, high tension, hypertension, too much tension in the blood vessels. You can create some distress in the vasculature, in the connective tissue of the blood vessel. So make sure you're taking 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. If you're on the BTT, if you're on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, then you'll get 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C per 2 scoops. And last but most certainly not least, if anything is getting into your body in terms of food that is activating the stress response, and that most especially means food allergens or food toxins, anything that you're reacting to, that is going to cause your blood pressure to spike. So that means if you have a food allergy, gluten allergy, or bread, if you've got some kind of allergy to grains or dairy or eggs or anything, any kind of vegetables which can have an allergenic component, that will make your blood pressure worse. So try to focus once again on digestive symptoms. See if you can link your digestive symptoms to particular or specific foods, and then you're going to want to eliminate those foods. Your bowel movements are your best diagnostic tool for any kind of food that's getting into the body that shouldn't be. Diarrhea, loose stool, constipation, those are all indicators that you've eaten something that's triggering the stress response of the body. Most of the body's stress response management system, this should come as no surprise to anybody who listens to The Bright Side, most of the body's stress response management system is located in the digestive tract. In addition to the adrenal glands, the digestive system is a major source of the stress response system, and that means the food component is extremely important. Robert, if you do any of those things, if you do 3 or 4 of those strategies, even just the deep breathing and the B-complex and the niacin, you should notice that your blood pressure is dropping. But try to incorporate as many of those things as you can, because if you've got high blood pressure, you're running a much higher risk for degenerative disease, for breakdown, and for a shortened lifespan. Unfortunately, shortened lifespan. All right, that's all we have time for. Thanks so much, Robert. Appreciate your call. That's all we got time for today. Tomorrow we will continue talking about bone-building nutrition. We'll talk about this very misunderstood vitamin. It should come as no surprise to you folks that even the medical professionals don't really understand what this vitamin is and how this vitamin works. We will tell you about it tomorrow as we continue talking about bone-building nutrition as well as nutrition for building the entire human biological system. Thanks for listening, folks. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, and my blog, pharmacistben.com. We will talk to you all later. Bye for now.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.